We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Eagles Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the EWU Basketball Coaches Show with Shante Leggins and Wendy Schuler. Brought to you by Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on. Gus Johnson Ford, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, the place where Eagles fans love to stay and play. Numerica Credit Union, life moves, live well. And by Pepsi. Live from 24 Taps Burgers and Brews, here's the voice of the Eagles, Larry Weir.
It's our first Eagle Basketball Coaches Show of the year here on the Eagle Basketball Network. And head coach Shante Leggins joins us off the jump. We have Kim Aiken and Jacob Davison from the men's basketball team. We'll talk to Wendy Schuler from the women's team and her player Bella Cravens as well here today on show number one. And coach, let's talk first about how practice is going this year for you guys. How's it look so far through the first month or so of practices?
Oh, we've been doing good competing. There's a lot of room for us to grow, but we've been doing a good job competing. The ball's been moving. Our defensive intensity has been picking up a lot more as we're getting going, but looking forward to playing against some different guys, you know, playing against the same players every day, your teammates every day, people you see all day long could get annoying and bothersome for some guys, and so you get a little chippiness, but that's always good. And so when we get out there and play our first couple, you know, close door scrimmages, it's going to be a lot of fun.
You have got a young team. You only have 2 seniors and 3 juniors on this team. So are you surprised by anything so far in the preseason practices?
No, I think we have great leadership. We have 3 captains that are very good. They're all different, so they all bring different leadership skills to the table, and so they've been doing a good job of getting the younger guys up and ready to go and practicing every day. And it's been fun to be in practice actually this year so early. Usually you get frustrated and you want guys to, you know, be pushing, you know, doing certain things, and it's really stop and go because you're teaching a lot. But these guys have been around. They have a very smart team, and so the upperclassmen, the guys who've been here for a couple of years, are now helping the younger guys catch up, and it's been a lot of fun.
You've got a lot of returning players on this team that played huge roles for you last year, from Mason to Jacob to Kim to Kidd to Tanner Groves. So have you seen growth from the guys that are returning to this program?
Yes, I've seen a lot. Obviously, you wish some could show a little bit more growth, but you know, from leadership standpoint, I mean, Kim's a sophomore. He's a captain this year. As a sophomore, it's the first time we've had a sophomore captain. Jacob Davidson is a captain this year. He's a junior, but at the same time, he's been in the program for a while and understands exactly, you know, the ins and outs of things. So he's shown a lot of leadership growth. And then Mason, you know, he's come here. You know, he's the same guy he was when he was a freshman as he is today. So you got those guys who've shown a lot of growth. And then, you know, you're hoping that, you know, the other guys can catch up. And Tanner's been having a great couple of the last 2 weeks. You know, he's obviously with a little knee injury here and there, but he's coming along. And we need Tyler Kidd to keep pushing himself forward to become the best player he could possibly be. And I think as we keep moving forward, you've got some guys that are going to step up. And, you know, we've been doing a good job with the guys that are coming back.
We have seen all those guys we just talked about, but there's a lot of freshmen, a lot of red shirts that are new into this program. So who are a couple of, or three of the new guys that we can look forward to seeing this year?
Well, I really like our freshmen. Our freshman class is pretty good. You know, Ellis Magnuson's a point guard that we brought in from Boise. I think he was a state player of the year there. Very solid player. Really does a good job of getting his teammates involved. Can shoot it. Very heady. Defensively does a good job. Kasan Rouse, kid who's redshirting. He redshirted last year. He comes over from Seattle. Actually, he'll kill me if I said Seattle. He's coming from Lacey. And he's done a really good job of competing and making the guys better. And then you got kids like Jacob Groves, who is from, you know, he's right over here from Spokane area. Very good player. So I have Steele Venters, who's been a player that shown a lot of signs of being, you know, he can contribute if we need him to this year, and because he's very good defensively and can shoot the ball. Tyler Robertson over from Australia is a really, really good player, a playmaker that I think is going to help contribute right away because of his size and how he handles the ball and how he can really shoot it. And so he gives us another dimension of we could be really big if we want because he's also a playmaker. He could play a little bit of point guard at that spot. So looking forward to seeing what those guys can do. And then you got a drill, we call him Bones, who's very, very athletic. And, you know, we're trying to see maybe he can give us a little bit of something this year, but we'll have to wait and see.
How do you describe your team at this point in time? Is it a team that is, you know, athletic? Is it a team that's a shooting team? There's not a tremendous amount of size on the team, but how would you describe your team so far?
I would describe them as being a very, very smart team. You know, I think they're very tough. Especially, you know, we have some guys. We have three guys that could really, really change the game in different ways. And those other guys come in and be great role players. But at the same time, there's going to be players on the team besides Kim, Mason, and Jacob that could really have some huge games for us. Because I think teams are going to try to take away certain aspects of our team. And I think our team's smart enough and unselfish enough to make the right play for the right guy. And so we could have Jack Perry come in a game and hit 10 threes. Because they're going to be worried about Kim and Jacob on the perimeter, and then they're going to come in and double Mason, and then, you know, Tanner Groves will come in and have a huge game. And so there's a lot of different options and a lot of different, you know, different weapons I think we can use, kind of like a Swiss Army knife, what we've been calling Kim for a while. So I think, like I said, I think our team's really smart.
Your schedule this year, you've got some tough games. You've got Boston College on the road, St. Louis on the road, Washington on the road, Gonzaga on the road, Belmont at home. You've got some Seattle on the road. You've got some teams that are going to be tough to beat this year.
Yeah, very tough, you know, but at the same time, when I go out and recruit the guys, I let them know we're going to have tough schedules. They want to play against tough teams. We could always play, you know, teams that we think we could beat all the time and things like that and have a solid record, but obviously they want to go to places and play against an ACC team, you know, have an opportunity to play against a top five team in Gonzaga and then play against UW. You know, these games are games that the guys look forward to playing, and I think it helps us for our season, and I think we can go in there as long as we play well, and we can win some of these games. And, you know, I think our guys, you know, got a little shell shock last year early in the season by, you know, having to play some young guys early against those big teams. But I think now that they know, hey, we can go in there and play and compete with those guys, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It'll be a lot different this year, I think, especially if we come in those games healthy and in all the right positions, we'll be pretty solid.
You would have preferred to have Jacob Davison and Mason Peatling healthy and available for all games last year, but did those injuries give you time to play other guys and make you stronger this year?
It did. It also hurt confidence early in the season with some guys that you want to bring on a little slower than others. But at the same time, getting put in the fire and having to play right away against some really tough talent really showed. I mean, Kim's a great example of that. He ended up being an all Big Sky conference tournament player last year, which is huge coming from a guy who started the first couple of games and didn't play for a little bit, then came on strong at the end. And, you know, it did help us. I think it's going to help us depth-wise. But, you want to go in those games and play. I'd rather be healthy in March than healthy early in the season. So that's what we're really pushing for. You know, we've got to be good in March.
The coaches predicted that they have Eastern in at number one in the Big Sky Conference in their media poll that was out a week or so ago. So does that add more pressure? Does that put you with kind of the bullseye on the target, on the back?
I don't think so. I think Montana has won the last 2 years, so that's, I think everyone's out the gun for Montana. But it gives us a lot of respect for what the players have done here. A lot of our guys have come in and weren't highly recruited. Guys weren't out there trying to grab the guys we got, but we built the guys, and I think they come in and they work really extremely hard. These guys get in the gym every day. They work on their games every day, and this is deserving for them. I'm really excited to watch these guys go out and work out and play, because they've put themselves in this position, of being good. And when we go out every game, they went out every game last year with Jacob, without Jacob, with Mason, without Mason, and played hard every game. And so I think the coaches respected that. Of the returning players, and that's a big deal for them. I'm really excited for what they've accomplished to become, the coach's pick.
What do you think about the Big Sky Conference this year? Because I don't see really any games that you can just put a check mark next to and say that's a win.
No.
I think this is going to be a pretty balanced league this year. What do you think?
It's going to be a lot of fun. I think since I've been in the Big Sky, even when we started and we weren't really good to where we are now, every game's within 8 points. It doesn't matter who you're playing, how you're playing them. Last year, and no knock on Idaho last year, but they only won 5 games, and one of those games was us, and that was early in the Big Sky. And so you can't go into any game in the Big Sky thinking you could win just because you've been picked number one, or you have this player, or you have that player, because they could be out. Certain calls happen against a player, now he's out, and different things can happen. And so you got to make sure you're prepared and ready to go every game if you want to win the conference and if you want to win Big Sky Championship.
Do you think you have a team that you can kind of vary to a matchup? In other words, sometimes you might have Mason, Tanner, and Kim all in there on the front line, mm-hmm. and maybe you have another situation where you have Kim as the five and a bunch of shooters around him, or a bunch of athletes or whatever it is. Is this a lineup that you can vary a little bit and be comfortable playing a number of styles?
Yeah, definitely. And we're going to make teams match up with how we play. I think defensively we'll be pretty good. We've got a couple things in that we've put in that's kind of new this year that we're trying out actually from the beginning of the season, so we'll be better by the time it comes Big Sky play. But I just think defensively we'll be able to do a lot of different things. Offensively, I think we have guys that could do multiple things. Kim could play inside, outside. Jake could play inside, outside. Mason's starting to shoot the ball better. He could play inside, outside. We could post up different players this year, and we're going to play a lot faster, I believe, just because of the pace we need to play at with the players we have. And so, I want them just to go out and play free and easy on the offensive end, but defensively we've got to be much better. And I think that's where it's going to show, where we could be, tall, we could use our length, or we can be short and pick up and pressure the ball a little bit more. So defensively, on the defensive end, I think the game will change for us, because you'll see a lot more deflections and us scoring off our defense this year. But offensively, I think I'm just going to let the guys go out and play. We have some very talented guys, and, coaches could sometimes mess things up, and I just want them to play. And my whole thing this year has been being unselfish. If you make an extra pass to the next guy, that means the next time you go, they're going to be worried about the extra pass, and now you can go in and score. So as long as the ball's moving and we're getting the ball out of guys' hands quick and they're making quick moves to the basket, we're going to be a really tough team to guard.
Season starts a week from tomorrow, Eastern against Portland Bible College at Reese Court. Game time just after 6 o'clock for that one. Coach, thanks for the time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Appreciate it, and go Eagles.
When we come back, we will hear from guard Jacob Davison and forward Kim Akin. That's next on the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show here from the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Eagle fans, we hope you're enjoying the game today. The Cheney Light Department has been a proud sponsor of the Eastern Eagles for many years. The Cheney Light Department has been your hometown expert on energy conservation and services since 1931. They offer a variety of rebates for your conservation projects and will assist you with energy savings. So when you're planning that next remodel or new building, be sure to call the Cheney Light Department at 498-9230 before you begin, so they can help you in planning for energy savings. Go Eagles!
There's something big happening downtown, something that'll get your heart racing at top speed. At Larry H. Miller, Downtown Honda's number one CRV event. With an incredible selection and financing as low as 0% APR, CRVs will be gone. The number one CRV event is the event to race to. Larry H. Miller, Downtown Honda, Spokane, driven by you.
0% APR financing for 36 months on LX CRV models when financed through Honda Motor Company. 36-monthly payments at $2,778 per 1,000 borrowed on approved credit. All prices plus tax, title, license fees, and 150 dealer document fee. Offer ends 10/31/19.
MultiCare lives its mission by investing in you, offering a host of new facilities and services. MultiCare Indigo Urgent Care offers you friendly, convenient care every day, including holidays and weekends. Pulse Heart Institute is home to industry experts advancing cardiac care. MultiCare Deaconess Hospital's upgraded urology surgical space provides comprehensive treatment to fit the needs of our community. Visit MultiCare.org to learn more. MultiCare, here for you.
Washington Trust Bank asks, what's your awesome?
That's Gertie. She was our first goat, and we got her just for the milk. But then we started making cheese, and everybody loved it. So now we have four goats and are thinking about starting a little side business. Guess that would make Gertie a business partner. But not a silent one.
Everyone has an awesome. And whatever yours is, Washington Trust Bank can help you get there. Stop by and see a personal banker today. Learn more at watrust.com/awesome. Washington Trust Bank. Member FDIC.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spell.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pull me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
All right, welcome back to the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show. Prior to the season starting here in 2019-2020, we have two men's players here today. Junior guard Jacob Davison, sophomore forward Kim Aiken. Two of the three co-captains on this team. So we'll ask you first, Jacob, what do you think about captain? What's that honor for you?
It's a huge honor. It's always been my dream to be a captain at a Division I level. And for me to finally accomplish that, it's a huge accomplishment for me, and it's just a huge honor.
Kim, how about for you? Because you're only a sophomore, so it's rare, as Coach said, that sophomores get that honor.
Well, you guys have already been using the word honor, which it is. It's a huge honor that the coaches respect you enough to put you in a position, and I feel like that I've earned some of the coaches' respect by the things that I do off the court but also on the court, and it's just great to be with two other guys that I can trust, even when, like I said, on and off the court. I trust these guys.
All right, so coming into this season, Jacob, what did you want to do to improve your game from last year?
I just wanted to improve my game all around. In the off season, I was able to work on a lot just because I wanted to improve every part of my game, and it's helped me just become a better player and a better leader. And I'm excited to finally be able to show off what I've improved on throughout this off season.
And I'm guessing health is another thing that but some of that you don't control.
Yes. I'm doing everything I can on and off the court to stay healthy. Extra treatment, treatment even when I'm not. Sore or beat up. I'm doing everything I possibly can to stay healthy.
Kim, how about for you? What did you want to improve on from last year to this year?
Continuing to stay versatile. So when I went home, I made sure that I guarded everybody. That's including the guards, bigger guys my position, and also making sure I'm able to shoot the ball well. And ball handling, still a little shaky with it, but I'm still trying to get better at it.
Well, the defensive end, that was something that we saw last year from you, because you'd defend a Jarek Harding or you'd defend Rory or Onogine, and you'd also defend a bigger guy at times as well.
Yeah, and that's just a huge factor. I love the defensive end. Just a bunch of effort that you have to put into it, and it doesn't matter who I'm guarding. I just want to go out there and make sure I get stops, help my team win.
Being picked number one by the coaches, Kim, does that, I ask this to Coach Leggins, I'll ask it to both of you guys, does that put more pressure on you guys going into the season?
Not exactly. I feel like we're the underdog. Montana won it for the last 2 years against us, and I'm thinking that forget the number one spot. We just got to go out every game and compete to our fullest. It doesn't matter what number that they put us at. We just have to go out there and play.
Jacob?
Just to go on what Kim said, I completely agree with that. Last year, I don't think rankings really mean anything because it's preseason rankings. We haven't proven anything. We haven't even played a game. And for us to be picked number one, that's a great accomplishment, but I don't think it puts pressure on us because we were picked third and fourth the past couple of years, and we still made it to the championship 2 years in a row. So I don't think it puts pressure on us. I think it drives us more to prove that we are the number one spot.
Has anything surprised you about the team in preseason practices, Jacob?
How close we all are. We all get along really well on and off the court. We're all hanging out together. We all like to play video games together, go get food together. So I think how close we are is going to help us a lot down the road throughout season.
Kim?
Like you said, we're playing video games together. We love playing Fortnite with each other. That's huge for us. The food, too. We go to the pub, cafeteria, sit with each other when we can, when we're in between classes, talk. And even on the court, everyone's like, we're friends. But on the court, you know, we got to compete against each other to make each other better for the games that we have ahead.
I know nothing about the Fortnite business, but I do understand that what Elon Musk like bought it and suspended it for a few nights. Did that cause a panic when you couldn't get on it? Or did you guys even know about it?
I knew about it because I tried to ask some of my teammates still in Abdul, and they didn't add me back that night. So I was sad, but it wasn't too bad. They added me back. So.
And I guess you can play it again now. So whatever the problem is over and done with at this point in time. Jacob, who's caught your eye so far of the new guys that we haven't seen? So that doesn't let in Perry or yourself or Kim or Peatling or Kid or the guys that we've seen. Yeah. But who out of the guys we haven't seen has caught your eye so far in early workouts?
There's two that come to mind. Ellis, as Coach Lagan said, he's an unbelievable passer, unbelievable playmaker, but can also shoot the ball very well. And Jake Groves, he's improved a great deal since he got here. He's lost a bunch of weight. He's in the gym every morning early shooting and working out. And so to see his progress from when he first got here to now is unbelievable. He's going to be a problem.
Kim?
Those two are great, but I'm with my guy, Kasan Rouse. You know, he's been doing also the same. We've been having a lot of morning workouts. We like to call it the Breakfast Club. He's been coming in every day since the summer, working on his game. He went home, worked on his game, stayed here, worked on his game. He's been having a high motor every practice, especially on the defensive end. Activity has been phenomenal.
Is there a trip that you're looking forward to making this year? One of the road games that you're looking forward to playing in, Jacob, first?
Boston College. That's going to be a fun one. I'm excited to go and play over there, but also the one down the road, Gonzaga. That's going to be a fun one. I'm very excited for that. We finally have a chance to play against them, and I'm very excited for that game. It's going to be a fun one.
Kim?
That is very true. Boston College, you know, hopefully we get to see the Gillette Stadium. Hopefully you take us out there before we play. Yeah, it'd be kind of nice to see some Tom Brady.
Fenway Park? Are you a baseball guy?
Nah. Stick with football and basketball.
Is that one of the great opportunities that you guys have, is to be able to go and see other parts of the country that maybe you wouldn't normally get to see, whether it's a Boston or a St. Louis or some of the trips that you guys had last year? You get to go to North Carolina this year, too. Is that part of the kind of a neat thing, especially for West Coast guys, Californians, like both you guys are? Kim?
Oh, it's very neat. It's the first time I've ever been to the East Coast was last year when we went to Syracuse. And I was just amazed, you know, it was just beautiful. My bad. I just have to put it out there. Especially when it was in around the fall time right now. Trees were just like Washington trees, and it was just nice to see color change because in Southern California we don't really have that. So it was nice.
Jacob?
Yeah, basketball has given a lot of people a lot of opportunities just to go and visit different parts of the world or the country. And so it's a very exciting and very humbling experience that we get to partake in so much travel and see all these different places that we normally wouldn't be able to if we didn't play a sport.
Two Southern California guys, are you getting used to the winters, Jacob?
Yeah, my first winter here was very rough. It was the worst one that we've had since I've been here, and so that one kind of helped me get used to the winters pretty quickly, and so thankfully the other two have been pretty mild compared to the first one. So I'm hoping it stays that way.
Kim?
I'm still getting used to them. I don't have the snow boots yet, but I think I'll order a pair.
You might as well.
Yeah.
You're here for a couple more years after this. So
exactly.
In all, at least that's what we hope anyway. We hope whatever's best for you. But I'm hoping for us that you're here for a couple more years after this one. So speaking of that, what are you majoring in, Jacob? What do you want to do with life after basketball ends?
I'm majoring in communications. I want to be a sports broadcaster or a commentator. So I am going for that, and I'm very excited. I love being on the radio because it helps me, so I'm excited about that.
Kim?
I'm with political science, and I'm minoring in business administrations right now. And with it, I would like to hopefully go back home, work in the city, become on the city council, and then start working my way up from there. Probably mayor of Redlands, hopefully sometime soon.
and on from there.
And
that doesn't
from there,
stop from there.
That does not stop. I want to become a U.S. senator, and if presidency happens, that's the ultimate goal.
There you go. You might get an invitation to the White House if all that happens.
That'd
Jacob.
Be great.
Wall Street Journal.
Yeah. Do you set goals? Not asking you to name it, but do you set goals for yourself, Jacob, coming into the season? Do you have anything, or is it just kind of like whatever happens?
No, I do have some set goals. I talked to Bobby a lot about what my goals are and what I want to accomplish this season, and that's between me and Bobby, and I'm excited that he's going to hold me accountable to those goals.
And you're talking Bobby Suarez, the assistant coach?
Yes, Bobby Suarez.
Kim?
Same. Talk to goals, talk to everybody. I like to talk about my dad with him, though, more than anybody else, and we've discussed it all throughout the summer, so I've been putting it into my workouts, trying to achieve the goals and practices. Just to make sure I know that when game time starts, I got to get right for the win and making sure to know that my goal is achieved every game.
Yeah, looking forward to this year. Thanks, guys, for coming
in.
Appreciate it.
Go Eags.
Go Eags. Jacob Davison and Kim Akin Jr. here with us on the Coaches Show. When we come back, we'll hear from the women's team, Wendy Shuler, and then later on, player Bella Cravens here on the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Directors Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
I could have chose to stay with Ford Corporate in Detroit or enjoy the easy life of my first dealership in Grangeville, Idaho. I chose here, not just Spokane or the Valley, but the surrounding beauty of the Palouse and Rockford. The honor of Fairchild, the strength of Freeman, the celebrations in Cheney, the harvest of Spangle. Ford buyers of Eastern Washington are different. They get who they are, what they want to do, and where they are going. They're about community, honor, hard work, and giving back. Spokane is the center of these strong roots. I chose here, and our people are as true as they are tough. They are built Ford tough. Whether you're a lifelong Ford owner or curious about joining the rest of us, we want to welcome you to the family, the Gus Johnson Ford family, home of built Ford tough people.
Don't freak out, but I washed your lucky shirt.
Washed it? I've won 3 Northern Quest jackpots in the last 2 months with that shirt.
Yeah, getting a little ripe.
Ripe with victory. Did you at least use the Gentle Cycle? Fine washables or whatever?
No, I just threw it in the machine with some underpants.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Serious about gaming? Northern Quest pays out more than 80 jackpots per day. Visit northernquest.com for details.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Look, if you're like me, you got a lot to remember.
Like, remember to pick up some refreshingly cold lemon lime Mountain Dew Ice. Sounds good, doesn't it? Well, here's my trick. If it's a nice day, I think nice rhymes with ice. And that reminds me, I better get some Mountain Dew Ice. Or if someone asks me for the time, I think time rhymes with lime, like in lemon lime. If I work at it, anything can remind me to get to the store and get myself some Mountain Dew Ice. Mountain Dew Ice. Remember to get some.
Welcome back to the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show. We are prior to the 2019-20 season beginning, and let's turn our focus to women's basketball now as women's coach Wendy Shuler joins us here on the program this week. And, Coach, let's talk a little bit about you've got an exhibition game coming up. We want to hit on that. But let's just talk about practice so far through the first few weeks of practice for you. How have things been going so far?
They've been great. You know, I think we're at that point now where we're ready to play against other people, you know, ready to hit somebody else. I joke, but it's been awesome. We've got several returners, and you look at our roster and you say, wow, they're young, but we're a mature young and in a lot of ways. And so, you know, our returning players have done a fabulous job of getting the young ones integrated into our system. I think we've been able to move forward a lot faster this season in terms of a lot of the things that we do, so it's been great.
One senior, two juniors, is that right?
It is.
And so you say experience, depth. I think the most any one player has in your program is 3 years, isn't it, with Brittany Klayman?
Yeah, Brittany and Kaylin both are both juniors for us. Yeah.
So you talk about the experienced depth, I guess, that you have, the experienced youth, I guess, that you have, because you played – a lot of freshmen last year. We're going to hear from Bella Cravens in a little while. She, Jessica McDowell-White, Grace Kirscher, you know, those young ladies played a lot of basketball for you, especially down the stretch last year.
They did. They did. You know, I think they just grew and grew as the season went on. And, you know, when we got to postseason play, they weren't freshmen anymore. They had come into their own, and I think that they had their coming out party for sure at the conference tournament.
With all that youth, you've been doing this for a while. Does that energize you going into a season, knowing that here I have all these freshmen and sophomores that are going to play key roles on this team? This is exciting for me.
Yeah, in some aspects. you know, it's exciting, and especially when they're youngsters like the ones that we have with a lot of talent, but also just great personalities that they bring it every day, and a little bit of attitude and those things. It keeps me young and energized, but it also you know, can lead to a little consternation and some gray hairs and you know, late night bottles and things like that.
You know, you guys ended the season so well last year, and you came this close to the NCAA tournament, and you know, you're just a little bit away from that. So has that been the motivation going into this year, that you were so close last year, and it was a little bit of an unexpected run, probably?
Yeah, I think that that's part of the motivation. I just think this is a really driven group who wants to be as good as they can be. They want to, you know, achieve at a really high level, and so I think that's been a big motivating factor. I think that everybody, you know, in our circle knows that last year at the conference tournament wasn't a fluke. It was just like we finally played the way we were capable of playing, and we didn't think about it. We just let loose and played, and it was a lot of fun to coach them, you know, with that mentality, and I know they had a lot of fun playing that way, and so we really just want to pick up where we left off.
There's something to be said about it became, you know, when you got all these freshmen kind of going forward here toward the end of the year, that your team changed.
We did. You know, their roles grew, and, you know, part of it was we had, you know, a little bit of injury issues. You know, Jess was out for a good chunk of conference play, and I think that made a big difference for us. And by the time we got to the conference tournament, she was finally back feeling pretty good and being herself. And, you know, Bella just kind of kept figuring it out. And, you know, I think we all, you know, we're preaching all year that an offensive force she could be, and she could make a huge difference in the paint. And, and she just finally decided to do it.
You've got some size on this year's team. You've got some shooting on this team. You've got some athleticism on this team. How would you describe this team at this point in time?
Really balanced. I mean, you said it. We're just very balanced. We've got great perimeter shooting. We've got great post play. We can get to the rim and make things happen. I think our guard play is exceptional. I really feel like we have a little bit of everything. You know, we've got to just kind of put it all together. And I think as we start to play people, we'll work some of the kinks out, you know, because when you just practice against each other every day, it can get a little bit, you know, hard to compete at the same level that you're going to compete at in a game. And so we're excited to get going. But I love our balance. I think we have a lot of weapons. I was really disappointed that none of our players made the preseason all-conference team, because I think we have some of the best players in our league, but I'm biased.
Well, and you guys never get a whole lot of respect when it comes to that. I think you're picked 6th and 7th this year, and it seems like you exceed expectations every year, and that sooner or later, some of these coaches have been around for years, and they know this, and you think one of these, well, geez, Eastern's always up at the top, let's put them a little higher than maybe some people anticipate.
Yeah, I guess you'd think that, but, you know, they don't. You know, and we've had some coaching turnover in recent years in the league, not this year, but last year, and so you got a lot of people that don't know the history of our program and what we've kind of been able to do year in and year out. But we know who we are, and it's in the end, it really doesn't matter where you're picked. You know, in a preseason poll. That's just everybody guessing about things, and we just want to be playing at the end of March.
With the balance you talked about, can you vary the lineups you put on the floor? Can you go big at times when you need to go big? You go small at times when you need to go small? Maybe have some length out there if there's times when maybe you want to press or do other things?
Absolutely. We can do all those things. I think we can put a big lineup out there that lets us compete against some size. I think we can put a long lineup out there that is long and athletic and can be disruptive defensively. I think we can spread the floor. And, you know, I've been visiting and spending a lot of time with our men's program talking about some of the things that they do, because I think we have similar kind of players. And, you know, I think, you know, Shantae and his staff do a fabulous job. And so just trying to learn some things from them and get some thoughts on how they attack things offensively. So we've been working on a lot of those types of things, spreading the floor and letting Bella kind of go to town in the middle of it, you know, in a lot of ways like Mason does.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting to see your team as they come together this year. You know, we know about a lot of the newcomers or a lot of the experienced players that are coming back, but tell us about some of the newcomers, one or two or three names that we need to be aware of this year.
Yeah, you know, we've got a lot of newcomers that are pretty exciting. You know, I would probably start with Kennedy Dickey. She's going to be a special player. She can do some things. I think in practice every day she does something, and the other players on the team, whoa. Kind of put you in the mindset of a Delaney Hodgins, long, pretty athletic. And as she starts to understand more and more our system, she's going to be a pretty special player. Also, another Canadian, Jenna, is also doing a great job for us, shoots the three really well, and has really become the best athlete on our team. I was kind of shocked that the young lady sitting next to me didn't win the vert in the off-season training, but it was Jenna who had the highest vertical on the team, and has done a nice job. She can play some point, and then Gabby is another freshman. She's from North Dakota, who has just, she plays her butt off every possession and is a great defender and just brings a lot of energy. And then we had a redshirt last year who I think will be a difference maker for us this year, Millie Knowles. She's from England, played for Julie Page back in the day, who was one of my first signees here. And Millie had a foot problem last year. She's better. And Millie is giving us some really nice help inside, and I think she's going to be a really good player for us.
Your schedule early on is daunting. At Stanford to start the year on November 5th, then you play Utah and Gonzaga after that. 4 road games through the month of November. Your first home game isn't until December 1st, but You have a lot of practice time in there where you can review film after playing one of these big teams and hopefully use that to get a little bit better.
Yeah. You know, tell me a year our non-conference schedule hasn't been daunting, right? That's what we do. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun just to get an opportunity to go to, you know, a university like Stanford and play in against such a storied, rich tradition in a basketball program. And they're really, really good. So I'm not really excited about that part of it, but it'll be a chance for us to get better. And like you said, we have a lot of time in between games with only nine non-conference games spread out over so long. We always have a little bit of time in between. I know these guys love film sessions, but they are great learning opportunities. And so I think that will get us where we want to go. You know, my goal is always that when we get to our first conference game, we want to be in a pretty good place. And sometimes you're going to, you know, hit some peaks and valleys on the way to that place. But that'll be kind of our starting point for the second season. Getting into conference play.
Coach, we look forward to watching you in 2019-2020. Thanks for the time, as always, and we'll talk to you again on the next Coach's Show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
When we come back, we will hear from Bella Cravens, Eastern sophomore center out of Hawaii. That's next on the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show here on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Eagle Athletics is growing. Last year was a record year for the Eagle Athletic Fund, and you can help advance the standard by making a gift to the EAF. The EAF provides scholarship support to more than 300 student-athletes participating in 14 sports. There's no better way to show your Eagle pride than to join the EAF. Membership offers great benefits, including priority in ordering tickets and tailgate passes, invitations to exclusive events, hospitality room access, and VIP parking. Make your gift online at goeags.com or call 509-359-6208.
We are motivated. We are dedicated. We are stepping up. We have passion flowing through our veins. We are vital. Inland Northwest Blood Center has joined forces with 127 donation centers across the nation to form Vitalant. By joining forces, we can help more people realize their life-saving potential and make every drop of blood count more. Learn why your donation is so vital at Vitalant.org.
Woo! Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
Yolk's Fresh Market is a family business.
It means I have a voice in the future of the company.
I was hired at the age of 60. And to me, that's phenomenal.
I was part of a trading company for 10 years, and I've been with Yolk's now as an employee owner, and it's absolutely been a great experience.
It's an awesome company to be with.
Since we became employee-owned in 1990, that family continues to grow.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P, adjective, short for being 100% sure or certain, as in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
There's something big happening downtown, something that'll get your heart racing at top speed. At Larry H. Miller, Downtown Honda's number one CR-V event. With an incredible selection and financing as low as 0% APR, CR-Vs will be going, gone. The number one CR-V event is the event to race to. Larry H. Miller, Downtown Honda, Spokane, driven by you.
0% APR financing for 36 months on LX CR-V models when financed through Honda Motor Company. 36-monthly payments at $27.78 per 1,000 borrowed on approved credit. All prices plus tax, title, license fees, and 150 dealer document fee. Offer ends 10/31/19.
Welcome back to our Eagle Basketball Coaches Show. Time now for our player on the women's side of things. So we get sophomore center Bella Cravens out of Hawaii. My guess is that was the biggest adjustment for you last year, is winter's a little bit different here than it is at home.
Definitely. It was definitely a culture shock, but I am a huge fan of the snow. I've never seen it before, and I love it. It's pretty. It's fun. and I just love everything about it.
Hard question, probably, but do you think it'll still be fun when you're a senior?
No, I do not think so. I'll probably get tired of it sometime this year, especially having it come so early.
Last year, and we talked a little bit about it with Coach, you made great strides through the year, and by the time you got toward the last half of the conference season and then you got in the conference tournament, you averaged about 9 points, 8 rebounds. In the conference tournament, had a double-double against Idaho State, 13 points, 12 rebounds. He had another couple of games. I think Northern Arizona was 8 points, 10 rebounds, and 3 blocks, and Sac State was 7 and 15 with 5 blocks, I think something along those lines. So as the season wore on, did you get more comfortable, and did the game maybe slow down for you just a little bit from where it had been maybe 2 or 3 months previous?
I definitely got more comfortable and more confident. I don't think that the game ever really slowed down. I think I just got used to the faster pace that college basketball is in comparison to high school.
And so, you know, you were over 50% from the field. You were at 80% from the foul line in the Big Sky Conference tournament. Coach talked about scoring the ball as something you're comfortable with this year if your role increases in that area, somebody to throw the ball to in the low post to get a basket.
I'm definitely more confident in my offensive game this year, and I think that it really helps with the coach's constant encouragement, telling us posts, how much of an impact it's going to be to develop our inside game and how much more of a threat we're going to be all around. I feel like last year I wasn't very comfortable with the ball at all. I just wanted to get rid of it as soon as it touched my hands, but this year I feel like we'll add another opposing threat.
Did you do anything? Was there anything in the off season, particularly that you wanted to improve upon going on to this year?
Definitely my jumpers. That's been I made that a point for myself to work on it and develop my little outside range.
Getting up to where? 15, 18 feet?
Yep.
Stepping sometimes out to the 3-point line?
Sometimes, if I get that green light.
Well, is there anything? I've been with men's basketball coaches that they make you earn, if you're a player, your opportunity to shoot from the 3-point line. So does Coach Shuler make you earn? Coach Giacoletti, when he was here for the men's team, you had to have your card in order to be able to shoot a 3-pointer. Otherwise, you're out of the game. So does Coach Shuler make you do something in order to earn that opportunity to shoot from the 3-point line?
We have green light shooting for guards. I have not done it yet, but we'll see.
You know, you had such a freshman class last year. They're now moving on to sophomore. Some redshirted, some didn't, as you didn't. Just that class, having everybody together, being able to all get out on the floor this year, what's that going to be like for you guys from that recruiting class last season?
I think it's going to be really fun. I think last year was a good year for us to try everything out and get to know each other's playing styles, and this year every day for like the past 8 months together, constantly on the court, off the court. Some of us live together and we just see each other constantly in classes and everything, and I think that it creates a good chemistry with us, and we carry that onto the court. So I'm super excited for that.
Are you surprised about all that? But you know, coming from nobody knew each other when you came in, really, probably from that recruiting class is my guess. So how quickly everything's come together as far as just the bonding?
I was, actually, because we come from all over Australia, England, Idaho. I'm from Hawaii. It's just how fast we came together and that we just clicked and learned each other's playing style. It was definitely surprising, especially because basketball in Hawaii is such a different game than basketball in Australia and even in Idaho. Like, it's so different. So the fact that we came together and we work so well together, I think it was very surprising.
What are your we got Coach Shuler's thoughts about what practice has been like so far. What are your thoughts about what you've seen in practice so far this year?
I think we're definitely coming together a lot quicker than last year's at this time. I think we work together well. We're learning each other's style of play because we do have quite a bit of new people. And yeah.
The size, you've got 3 different 6'3 players this year on this team. You've got 6 foot, you've got 6'1, you've got, you know, a lot of tall people. Does that increase the competition in practice for playing time?
Oh, definitely. I don't ever feel comfortable with where I am. I feel like every day it's constant competition, and everybody's while we are all competing for spots, we're also constantly making each other better. So I feel like with the size, it helps us to better ourselves in our game, because we're quite a big league. There are some big players in our league, and they definitely have an inside game. So I think that it helps.
Is there a place that you enjoyed playing basketball last year in the Big Sky Conference? Was there a trip or a gym that you really enjoyed?
I think I'm most comfortable at Reese. The Big Sky Tournament, definitely, just because that's a different environment, I feel like. But, no, I definitely have some gyms that I don't like.
Which ones are those?
Northern Arizona. I'm not used to that kind of level of elevation. I couldn't even breathe over there.
Well, and then the other thing that's hard about that place is it's a dome stadium. And
right.
So you've got this big, it's not like playing in an arena. You've got
right.
all, the depth perception probably mm-hmm. is thrown off there.
Yeah, definitely not a fan of that.
Well, what does Bella Cravens like to do off the floor?
Off the floor in Hawaii or off
Hobbies.
The floor in Chini?
Either or.
In back home in Hawaii, I'm probably always at the beach with my family. Here in Chini, not so much. I love hanging out with my team. We're always at somebody's apartment, always at somebody's house. We're always either hanging out, we're always doing homework at the pub in season. Every now and then in the winter, I'll get a couple of them to come play in the snow with me, but that's always really hard. They're not big fans of the snow.
What are you majoring in, and what do you want to do with life after basketball?
My major is communications, public relations, and I want to work on the PR side of sports. So I want to work towards being a director of communications for either a college team or professional basketball team. I want to work on the marketing side and just with the sponsors for the teams and things like that.
So kind of a sports information type role, is that
yeah.
what, like these social media things that are popping up these days?
Yeah,
with
more
posting,
along that yeah. line, yeah.
What's your expectation for 2019-2020?
For the team?
Yeah.
I think we're going to shock everybody. I expect us to go as far as we did and then some. I just think we're going to be so good this year, and I'm so excited for it.
And then not asking you necessarily to state these, but do you have personal goals for yourself going into the season?
I do, yeah. I've definitely hold myself to a higher level this year, and I hold our team to a higher level this year. And I think that we're going to meet and exceed those goals.
Big Sky Conference Tournament in Boise. How did you like that? And did you like maybe being able to be there and having the same fans for the men as for the women, being able to come down and intermix and cheer for one another and have the teams be able to cheer for one another?
Yeah, I did. I haven't experienced something like that before with our men and women's team, so I thought that was really nice. The area in Boise, I thought that the location was nice and our hotel wasn't too far, so the walk was nice. I really liked it up there.
All right, Bella, we appreciate your time. You made it through your first Coach Show interview unscathed. So thanks for doing this. Thanks for the time. Best of luck to you this year.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Bella Cravens, Eagle sophomore, here with us. Back to wrap it up after this timeout on the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey, I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and I watch college football like it's my job.
It is your job.
I know, but sometimes I like to get out of the booth and chill. Here, have a Coors Light.
Thanks.
So, where was I?
You're on my couch. In my spot.
Oh, is this your spot? It's a nice spot. Great view.
Make Saturday mornings even more chill with a fridge full of Coors Light, the official beer of Saturday morning. 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
At Mountain Dew, we say here's to the doers.
The people who know you gotta do what you gotta do.
Who do it big.
Then do it bigger.
Who don't just watch.
So if there's something you wanna do,
here's a little advice.
Grab yourself an ice cold Mountain Dew.
And get to it.
That's right. Get going.
Get started.
Stand up.
Jump up.
Grab hold of it.
Work it out.
Grind it out.
Get stoked.
Get passionate.
And do it.
Don't ask how you should do it.
Don't ask if it can be done.
Because there are those who don't.
And those who do.
Let's do.
Let's do.
Let's do. Do the do.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yep, he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
Hey, Eagle fans, we hope you're enjoying the game today. The Cheney Light Department has been a proud sponsor of the Eastern Eagles for many years. The Cheney Light Department has been your hometown expert on energy conservation and services since 1931. They offer a variety of rebates for your conservation projects and will assist you with energy savings. So when you're planning that next remodel or new building, be sure to call the Cheney Light Department at 498-9230 before you begin so they can help you in planning for energy savings. Go Eagles!
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Eagle women will start their exhibition schedule on Wednesday. 6:05 is the tip-off time of complimentary admission to this, as the Eagles will play Northwest University. It's your last opportunity to see the Eagle women until the 1st of December, when they play Pepperdine on Reese Court in Cheney. Their first four games all on the road this year. They play at Stanford on Tuesday, November 5th, at San Jose State on Friday, November 8th, at Utah, Monday, November 18th, and at Gonzaga, Friday, November 22nd. Once we get into December, you'll have plenty of chances to see the Eagle women on the 1st against Pepperdine, on the 8th, which is also a Sunday, against Northwest Christian, and another Sunday, December 15th, against Boise State. Their last two games will be at the UMKC tournament against Kansas City on December 20th and Bradley, December 21st. They start Big Sky Conference play against Weber State at home Saturday, December 28th, and Idaho State on Monday, December 30th. The Eagle men don't have an exhibition game that you can go to watch, but you'll be able to see them kick off there, or tip off in basketball, I suppose, their regular season a week from tomorrow. Tuesday, November 5th, the Eagle men will host Portland Bible College. That'll start at 6:05 on Reese Court. We'll be on the air starting at 5:30 on Tuesday evening of next week. The Eagles then go on the road for a while. They play at Seattle University November 9th, at St. Louis University November 13th, at Boston College November 20th, at High Point University in North Carolina November 23rd. They will come home for a big game against one of the best teams they will play this year, at least in the preseason rankings, in Belmont University, a team that went to the NCAA tournament last year. And according to Ken Pomeroy, are ranked 85th in the nation in the Ken Pom rankings coming into this year. That's behind Gonzaga and Washington only on the Eagle schedule. So that's a big home game. Put that on your calendar just before Thanksgiving on Tuesday, November 26th. The Eagles play at Washington on December 4th. They will host North Dakota December 8th. They will host Multnomah on the 13th and Nebraska-Omaha on the 17th. And then they will play at Gonzaga December 21st to wrap up non-conference play. They will start Big Sky play on the road at Weber State and Idaho State December 28th and 30th. Their first Big Sky home game Saturday, January 4th against Portland State. They will play Montana on January 9th. So that's a look at Eagle men's and women's basketball. Hope you enjoyed today's preview of these teams. Looking forward to both these teams. Eagle men picked to win the Big Sky, according to the coaches, picked third by the media. The women were picked sixth and seventh in the two polls. And again, they've gotten better than what they get picked most years. So it'll be interesting to watch the women here this season as well. Thanks to all of our guests here today. Thanks to men's coach Shante Leggins, men's players Kim Akin Jr. and Jacob Davison, women's head coach Wendy Schuler, and women's player Bella Cravens for joining us here today.
Thanks to Steve Pry, the producer. I'm Larry Weir. We'll see you, Reese Cordoncini, Wednesday for the Eagle women in an exhibition game, and a week from tomorrow for the men's home opener against Portland Bible College. This has been the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show from Learfield IMG College.
From 24 Taps Burgers and Brews, you've been listening to the EWU Basketball Coaches Show, brought to you by Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on. Gus Johnson Ford, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, the place where Eagles fans love to stay and play. Numerica Credit Union, life moves, live well. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of Eastern Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Eagles Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.